Which one's the one that has the funnel cloud that you...
Well, that's the tornado.
Okay.
That's the one that was here. I saw that.
You saw the one in 57?
Yeah, I was waking out of Bella Hospital up on the 7th floor. We couldn't serve those people trying to see that tornado.
I imagine. Tell me about it. What was it like?
Well, it was like a funnel. It was long, like a funnel. You know, you could see it from west. We could see it from West Dallas coming on. And we was trying to serve the people at dinner around 5 o'clock, and we just had to let that dinner go, and certain, the patients wasn't anxious to eat anyway. They was, so we got to the windows to see what it was, and regularly we heard over the news, they were saying, don't call home unless you just have to. And two of the girls lived in West Dallas. They was trying to call home, and of course I lived out here. I was trying to call home, and they broadcast, don't call home unless it's necessary, because most of the telephone posters is down, and you don't call home, we'll broadcast what have happened as soon as we can. So finally I got word home late on that evening, and they said little damage had been done out here in the Oak Cliff, but the biggest damage was done in West Dallas, and they talked how many, you know, had got killed and hurt and all. But anyway, it was awful. Ooh, I never seen such thing in all my day. But we could just, I was up on the 7th floor, you know, and we could just see it real good from coming across West Dallas.
Uh-huh.
I never want to see that again.
Could you see things going around in
there? Yes, you could just see it just going round and round and just pointed down, you know, look like a, well, look more like an egg, and then it was just a, like a broken egg, you know, just coming on down like that and then just coming on. So I don't ever want to see it. Don't want to ever see another one.
Yeah, I did you not. Did you think it was coming to the hospital?
Yes, we didn't know because we was up there and couldn't get down, and we, you know, was trying to serve the patient, but we just had to let it go. And the patient wasn't in bed anyway. They was trying to see too, so so we just had to see that, but it was awful.
Yeah, how long did it last?
It lasts about 35, 40 minutes, I guess.
It's long.
Yeah, it sure did. But it come from West Dallas, and ooh, it was awful.
Yeah.
Come from that way.
Could you see it out the windows?
Yeah, we could see the dust, you know, we could see the dust and stuff, you know, coming ahead of it, ahead of, we could see the dust and all that stuff, all the stuff. And then the next day, you know, could see they had the pictures in the paper, mattresses and bed springs and clothes and all that kind of stuff up in the trees, you know, trees that was left, they had all that. And then they showed the picture of the trees and houses that were just on the ground, and it was really awful.
Oh, yeah.
But you could see those bed springs and mattresses up in the trees and clothes and everything like that.
Yeah.
It was awful.
Did you see any of the damage yourself?
We went out there the next day or so and drove around and looked, but they had most of it blocked off. You couldn't get too close to it. It was awful.
Yeah. What did it look like?
Well, it just looked like a flood had been out there and washed things away, you know, just houses and clothes and furniture and all that wasn't, all the houses that wasn't towed down, but part of it was torn down, and then the clothes were all scattered and furniture all scattered and water just standing everywhere, and, you know, some things had burnt. It was just awful. But we drove around out there. We couldn't get too close. They had it blocked off.
Yeah, yeah.
I never wanted to be around and know.
When you first saw it, I mean, how did somebody first see it?
Well, it got so dark out there, and so then somebody in the building had on a radio, and they said a tornado have hit West Dallas, and it's coming on out of West Dallas towards the other part of town. And then it began to get so dark until the ones began to tell the other one. And then the patients began to get kind of shaky, and when they got shaky, they ain't quite nice. We was in the kitchen, we wanted to see what it was too, and so everybody began to try to see what it was. But anyway, they heard it over the radio. It had got so dark and cloud, you know, swinging, and then they looked over there and saw it. And then when we saw it, that settled.
Yeah, I guess it did.
How'd
you know which side of the building to go to?
Well, it wasn't. We were just looking at it coming towards us, and we just stood there till it lightened up, and then they, you know, broadcast that it had gone on around. It was over with.
Yeah.
But we could just see it all look like streaking all that, the streak all, when it faded away. Well, when it faded away, well, it, you know, biggest of it was gone.
Uh-huh.
But we could just see that long streak just coming up, just streaking on down, moving on around. So.
Ooh.